Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement. I am Rage Quit Pat. I am joined, of course, by my partner in crime here, Dan the Pizza Man. Dan, how are you, sir?
What is going on? Happy to be back. We took a little break, so I'm super excited to start the podcast.
Yes!
Yeah, we took a little break, had a little hiccups along the way. And I just want to make a very big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. This is the first time in a long time Dan and I are starting the podcast 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the dot. Unbelievable.
Wow. That is actually true.
I think that record gets a little Bruce Buffer here. Little Bruce Buffer there, 8 o'clock on the dot. I could not tell the last time that we started a podcast on the dot, but this is a special podcast. We have a guest joining the Man Cave, which we're going to bring in soon. She is a princess. She is the princess of SDC. We're going to bring her in very shortly. We just want to get some breaking news and the games of October out of the way. So just quick breaking news on my end. PlayStation Now has dropped from $19.99 to $9.99. They also added in Uncharted 4 and God of War to their library. They're trying to slowly compete with Xbox Game Pass. I don't think they're there yet. Xbox Game Pass definitely is the better option right now. If you do have both consoles, I would say stick with Xbox Game Pass. But PlayStation slowly trying to creep in there. But I do like definitely a much better price point. Of course, last week's news, Last of Us 2, amazing gameplay trailer and story trailer as well. We have a release date, February the 21st, 2019. Q1 2019 is stacked, and it's just it's huge. Obviously, Cyberpunk is one of them. Watch Dogs, and now you add in Last of Us. I mean, 2020 Q1 looks to be hugely stacked as well. And Dan, I know you also said you had some quick breaking news as well.
For all those Android lovers, we finally got a Play Pass, which is very similar to the iPhone Arcade. The Play Pass now allows you to play many games that you want, mostly offline. And for the first year, actually, it's only going to be $2 a month for the first year, and then $5 after that with a 10-day free trial. And three games I just wanted to throw out there that I did download so far is Game Dev Tycoon, Stardew Valley, and I also downloaded Star Wars The Knights of the Old Republic. So I'll be playing quite a bit on the on this Play Pass, which also includes some apps for video editing and picture editing and all that. So really cool.
Alrighty, so let's go. Let's get the clock wind down here for the games of October. So these are the main titles coming out in the games of October. Of course, tomorrow, some big launches here. Ghost Recon, of course, Breakpoint is going to be releasing tomorrow. And as well, if you have that Ghostbusters itch, the Ghostbusters game that came out on the Xbox 360 has been remastered. That also comes out tomorrow as well. WWE 2K20, which also just dropped a gameplay trailer today as well, will launch on October 22nd. Of course, the big title, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, October 25th. Of course, a lot of people are excited about that. Medieval, PlayStation 4 exclusive. That's another remaster as well. That was a old PlayStation 1 game. That's also getting a remaster on the PS4, October 25th. The Outer Worlds, new RPG by Obsidian, which is available for Game Pass, but also it's multi-plat. October 25th as well, but if you do have Xbox and Game Pass, you do get that game as well. And of course, the big Nintendo Switch exclusive, Luigi's Mansion, right in time for Halloween, coming out October the 31st.
Can't wait for that game. That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of good games here in October. Definitely a little bit of a quieter holiday than in years past, but there's still some big titles coming out. Dan, just really quickly, any titles that you're looking forward to? You did just mention Luigi's Mansion. How are you feeling about WWE, Ghost Recon, and Call of Duty?
Ghost Recon, I cannot wait for Ghost Recon. The beta had a lot of fun. And as far as Microtransaction, that was announced in the chat. But I don't believe that the microtransactions are based on player in-game content as in powerful weapons. I think it's just mostly skins, from what I saw. But, microtransactions for skins don't bother me. I can't wait because I'm excited to play the game, and I feel like this one was like a lot, so it looked a lot better open world graphic wise than the last one, so I'm super excited for that. WWE, they don't have the mode I want. And Modern Warfare, I'm interested, but I don't think I'm going to get it on day one. But Luigi's Mansion's number one on my list right now.
All right, definitely all some big titles there, and I hear a knock on the our basement door here, so we are going to go ahead and bring Jade. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to the Princess of SDC. She plays a lot of games. She's very famous, known in SDC for playing such indie titles, or at least as we like to call them, the Jade games. She just got back from TwitchCon, so we're going to be talking about that. But ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to the Princess of SDC, Jade Princess. All right, Jade, we hit a milestone. You are the first ever guest to enter the man cave with a entrance theme song. How do you feel?
I love it. You couldn't have picked a better one because I feel like I Rickroll myself all the time anyway.
Wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, Jade. We are happy to have you. And how are you? Welcome back.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the invitational a whole lot. It's nice to be here. I really enjoy the guests that you have typically, and I was really surprised that you asked me to come on over.
Well,
You are our favorite person.
You are
This
you are the
program.
princess of SDC, Jade, and
I feel like that we have other princesses in SDC, but
we do, but
okay.
you are the top. You're like the Princess Peach of SDC.
You're
There's the other.
the tier one princesses.
You're the
She gets
tier one.
kidnapped
You're
all
the
the time,
peach.
guys.
You're the Princess Peach. You're the Princess Peach, and then there's the daisies and maybe the other princesses, but you're the Princess Peach.
I like, and then there's the Daisy. It's kind of how that felt. So what's going on?
You were at TwitchCon. How was it? How was the experience?
It was pretty cool. It was my first time to go to TwitchCon, and it was a really nice experience. It was a lot of people that we know in SDC, and then for me, quite a few people from outside of SDC also went. So it was a really great opportunity to say hey. And I guess this year was a little bit different because they had some workshops instead of just seminars in a lecture format. So the workshops were nice because I got to meet some new people and talk about stream ideas and stream growth, and that was really cool. And then I spent stupid amounts of money in the artist alley.
So we've never gone to a TwitchCon or anything like that. Is it more for like you're meeting the content creators and just getting some ideas and maybe some business opportunities, or do they show off any like video games or anything like that?
There were products and games featured out on the expo floor. I would say that it being only my first time, it felt a lot more geared towards your first statement of meeting creators and getting some business ideas, because they also had a lot of things going on during the conference, like Twitch Rivals, which so they had some esports teams come in and take up one of the theater rooms in the convention center. So they had Fortnite tournaments on
Oh boy.
Friday and League of Legends tournaments on Saturday, which I didn't know League of Legends was an esport, to be honest. And then they had an Apex tournament on Sunday. Then they had a whole section for the Games Done Quick folks, which one of our folks in SDC was a part of Games Done Quick this year for a Dead Cell speedrun, Roxtomb. And so that was pretty cool, but that one was kind of out of the way. They had a lot of meet and greets with partner streamers. And then, of course, all the creators, affiliates, and partners kind of create their own meetups independently as well. But then in the expo floor, they had a lot of product features, and like Lenovo and HP were both there with their computers. Corsair was there. And then there were some games. There were not as many as I imagined that there would be for something that's kind of really about games at its heart, you know, the way that Twitch is. There were not as many developers as I expected. There were just a lot more experience type things. Like, I mean, there were some games that I did get to try, and it's kind of funny when I hear you guys run down the list of games coming out for October that I'm like, oh, I think I understand what Jade game is now. To you.
I thought you kind of caught on that inside joke right away when it was first said by Diamonds on the E3 stream that we were doing.
I did, but there were other people there that knew the games too. Oh. from that stream. And then, like, you know, I'm looking at this list of some games coming out in October that I had the chance to, you know, talk with the developers about or try. And I'm like, no, you guys didn't mention any of them.
Yeah, it's kind of most of the games that we usually announce in the podcast are kind of like the main, not
the AAA.
Yeah, the AAA titles. I mean, there's been a couple times where I've thrown in like a JRPG there just to kind of, you know, just to show we have some love for those as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, yeah, so there were some games. I think the biggest studio was maybe Funcom that was there. And if you guys are familiar with any of the Adventures of Conan series, that's the same studio, and they did Secret World, and Sea of Thieves was there.
Yes.
And then so there's a little game that I'm really looking forward to that is a dungeon crawler with turn based. It's a dungeon crawler roguelite with turn based combat, and it turns out that the studio that made it, the Korean studio that made it, also made PUBG. And it's so completely different from PUBG, obviously. It's called Mistover. And it's totally right up my alley. Oh. Cute little graphics, and no one's ever heard of it. And there will probably be like three of us streaming it. Oh, so I don't
that's
know.
Awesome. Hey, that's awesome. Kind of so did you enter yourself in that Fortnite tournament? I know you how much you love Fortnite.
Oh yeah, you know, they decided they let me down very gently. It was I really understood. They wanted everyone else to have a chance, you know, cuz my building skills, they're just way too strong. No one would be able to break it.
kind of outside of TwitchCon, how did you enjoy San Diego, the city itself as a whole? Did you do anything like outside of TwitchCon and like maybe just kind of see the sights of San Diego?
Well, it's my third time to go to San Diego. Okay. So I've been one other time personally, another time for work for a different conference, and then this time. So my enjoyment of San Diego this time was really kind of just digging into downtown, going out to eat, going out in the evenings with folks, kind of what everyone else wanted to do, because there were a lot of people that we went with that had never been to San Diego before. So it was kind of up to them. Plus Twitch threw a party on Saturday night. That was pretty fucking nice. Oops.
I know you can curse. It's okay. No, don't worry. Okay. You're sorry.
It was, you can it curse. Was, good, because you know that's like 70% of my vocabulary.
Yeah, no, it's all right. No, we curse on this podcast. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, there were some people that at the con that just got litty for every day. But the party was really amazing. They had, I forget the people that they had on before Logic. I think one of them, they had Aura there, and then they had Logic. I left after Logic, but after that was Blink 182, which is okay because I kind of wanted to leave before that because I didn't want to feel like super old. No. But Aura and Median. He was really Madea? Good. I got there towards the end of his set. But it was really good. Nice. It was they rented out all of Petco Park. So for those of you that don't watch any regular sports, Petco Park is where they play the baseball, the professional baseball.
Yeah, I know.
The home of the San Diego Padres. And so they rented out literally the entire park and set up a stage in there, and we were free to wander around.
That's
like
crazy.
Through the infield, and then like also the first deck of seats. I don't think the upper deck was open, which is probably reasonable because there was just a lot of people off balance for the evening. They had the entire park, and it was very impressive because it was a very, very quality experience for every member of Twitch, because you could attend the party as a partner, affiliate, or as what they were calling a community member, that you could still get tickets to the party. And it was very, very cool. Nicely done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I think an important question is, did you witness spoilers sucking on any toes?
Oh my God. No, thank goodness.
or did spoiler, did spoiler come up to you guys and say, guys, I could drink everybody under the table, and I'm going to outdrink everybody and only get drunk off like one beer?
He did not expressly say that he could drink all of us under the table, but he did talk about how much drinking he could do.
Of course.
I was shown a video of him dropping one of our favorite partner friends. I'm sure you guys have heard that spoiler, just basically body slam Stallion on the sidewalk. I've seen the evidence.
So what a nice guy. So luckily spoiler didn't do anything like that with us. His problem is he had to wake up to go catch a plane, and he was too busy getting up, falling back to sleep, getting up, falling back
holding
to sleep.
Holding 240s in his hand.
Yeah, uh-huh. PAX. Yeah, so I feel like every time SDC and with spoiler meetups, there's always a good story that comes out of it. So thank you, spoiler.
He was a good time though. All the SDC folks were awesome, and it was just, you know, it was such a funny thing for me to stand there in person with friends that we only ever really get to interact with through a stream or through games, to like stand there and be like, oh my God, you're a human.
Crazy. Like it feels like you've been friends for like years. Like that's the way I felt.
It does.
It's crazy. Yeah. Like that's the way I felt when I met everyone at PAX. I was like, wow, I feel like I've been friends with these people for like my whole life. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was very cool. I would meet up with any of you guys again. It was a good time.
I think you should come to PAX
York.
East. Yeah, come to PAX East. Let's go.
I would like to go to PAX. I think that the focus on games would probably be more up my speed, and it maybe provides more networking opportunities, because TwitchCon really felt like an opportunity to meet with your friends and then spend time to then spend time on the expo floor trying to look for more products or look for sponsorships or key opportunities, that it didn't really feel like a solid networking experience within Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So which is fine because I just want to hang out.
I was gonna throw in a and then so at PAX East also you get to play a lot of Jade games. That's the big, that's the kicker. We're going to dive into that later, but that's the big kicker. There is a lot of Jade games there.
Well, that's
good.
So how
about PAX East next year? You going to go to PAX East next year? I'm at TwitchCon next year.
We'll see. It's we got to think about the budget, boys. No. Twitch. TwitchCon Europe is in Amsterdam, and I used to live in Holland, so that one is that one's kind of close to my heart of wanting to go back to Amsterdam.
So might see Jay in Amsterdam. Maybe hang. I know there's a couple people in SDC, our EU SDC members are pumped about that.
Yeah, it's
Amsterdam's
a good location.
Such a fun time. I love Amsterdam.
How long did you get to stay out there?
I stayed out there for 2 weeks. A little bit of Amsterdam, and then we did some Belgium.
Oh, nice! You got the premium experience.
Yeah, had to go to the Delirium, that bar. Such a fun time.
Okay, I don't know that one. That might have come around after I left. So that was basically the weekend in San Diego in a nutshell. So TwitchCon was cool. I definitely recommend everyone go at least once every year. I don't know, maybe if your budget lets you, but if you can just make other meetups with other people in the meantime, then yeah. But TwitchCon was fun. There were some cool things.
So definitely worth it.
It was worth it, yeah.
So did you get to play any of the indie games? Any good indie games?
Yeah. Well, so Mistover, that one I was standing in line for, and then the expo ended. So I watched that one, and that one definitely appealed to me. That's the one that I said was the new game from the PUBG developers that's coming out this month, by the way, PlayStation, Steam, and Switch. So that is the dungeon crawler with strategic turn-based combat. And then Conan Chop Chop from Funcom. Have you guys heard about this?
This game sounds hilarious.
really fun.
Jade, if I need to know an indie game that's really good, you're the number one person on my list I'm going to.
Conan Chop Chop.
It's Conan Chop Chop. It's like if you take the stick figures from XKCD from that, but then you animate them and colorize them into a video game and make them all dressed like barbarians from Conan. It was definitely cutie.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures now, and wow, it kind of looks like fun though.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. It's a single player or a co-op up to four, and it's fun just because everyone looks kind of a little bit rubber bandy when they're making their attacks, and you know, it's got that roguelite element. I guess really Jade Games comes down to a lot of roguelites, but it's got that roguelike element of like uncovering the map and procedural generation and it was a good one. One of the games that I really, really wanted to try, but did not have the chance to, is Moons of Madness, and it's also from Funcom. Because I don't know if you guys ever played the MMO Secret World, or Secret World Legends. So Moons of Madness takes a lot of the lore out of that MMO and puts it into a single player horror game. So it's first person horror, and it's all space based. So it's like space plus Cthulhu into a horror game. And that actually comes out on Halloween. So
that actually sounds interesting.
Yeah, it looked really creepy. And it just, the quality of it was amazing. It was actually probably one of the best looking games that I've ever seen from Funcom. I mean, Secret World looked nice and Legends looked okay, but this one looks like Subnautica nice.
Oh, what was the name of it again?
Moons of Madness. And it's PC, Xbox, and PlayStation.
I gotta look that up. You got me interested.
Yeah, there you go.
The number one source. so kind of Jade, how long have you been streaming for, and when did you decide on streaming? When did it all start?
I started streaming July of last year. So I just had my streamiversary, and it kind of it was started very whimsically. So I had a friend, Noizura, who did half of my emotes. She'd been streaming for a couple years and been trying to talk me into it. And so I was like, okay, I'll at least sign up for Twitch. You know, I'll dip my toe in and see what this is. Because if I want to watch you play games, because I know her offline, I was like, I'll just come to your house.
That was like the old school days. Let's go to someone's house and
I'm old. So she talked me into it and I signed up. And then I had a group of friends that I was playing Overwatch with last year, and they were fucking hilarious. And so I literally, the first stream I did, I was like, I'm just doing this because I want to rewatch this because you guys are funny. I was reliving that and all of their jokes. And then I started rewatching my streams because I wanted to play Overwatch and understand more what I was doing and just be a better player. So it was like a little bit of a combination of capturing those moments with friends, and then also for gameplay reasons. And then I just kind of stuck around. I knew Noizilla, and then I knew Grollum and a couple other people from offline that talked me into keep doing the stream thing, and we're here. And it turns out it's nice. You guys are all nice.
It's definitely a great community that we've all built together and everything. It's been really fun.
Yeah, I love that aspect of it. And it's what makes me continue to come back over and over. You know, the community within some of the streamer discords, the community around channels and everything, it's so impressive and it's so welcoming that how could you not want to hang out with everyone at least once in a while?
I mean we've been you're definitely on our list to meet in real life.
Probably one of my number ones.
Yeah, I think you're at the top of the list.
Chaotic are like my top three after me.
You're at the top of the list. We met Spoiler. We met Doss. I mean, you're.
Oh,
you're...
Doss was that TwitchCon.
Yeah,
he's fun.
Yeah, he's a Doss great guy, awesome. Man. He's one of the funniest dudes I've ever met. He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
That's whose toe got sucked by Spoiler.
Yeah.
What? Well,
yeah, Spoiler sucked Doss's toe. And also, Jade, Dan, Doss, and Spoiler are going to start the first ever Snoring Symphony. And they're going to be dropping their record very short. They're going to be dropping their record album very shortly soon.
We got some Mozart going on.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So.
No, Doss is too much funny packed up into one human.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Agent Smith was there, and I had the chance to briefly meet her. But I didn't get a chance to ask how she does it. How do you live with so much funny? You know.
Yeah. Mrs. Agent Smith wasn't there for PAC, so we just got the Doss full.
Full effect, no filter.
No filter. We got the full effect. When we first met him, he was a little bit quiet, and then I think when we went out that night, it was unleashed.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I could see that. He's got to loosen up, warm up into it.
Yeah. speaking, you know, we talked about it earlier, the famous Jade Games.
Oh my gosh!
So when did you kind of really fall in love with the like indie titles, the smaller studios?
Forever.
And now, as we love to call them, the Jade Games.
I think forever. They're some of my favorite games that I've had on my consoles. I think really it's kind of funny because indie games didn't really get a whole lot of support until maybe a particular game. So a little history story. if you guys remember the game called Braid that came out, I think almost about 10 years ago,
I remember that.
Yeah, and so with Braid and with Limbo, a lot of games, a lot of indie games really started to get a lot more support behind them. And then when you have a lot, when you have crowdfunding came out like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years after that, the quality of the games really started to get a lot better also. And so I think when you ask me when, it truly has been always. I've always been quirky, so the games, they kind of fit that for me.
So kind of like in the older eras, let's go back to like PlayStation 1 and 64.
I didn't have a PlayStation 1.
Oh, what system did you have back then?
Oh, my goodness.
I had a Nintendo, I had a Sega, I had a computer.
64, which Nintendo?
I had literally a Nintendo.
Super Nintendo?
The NES, boys.
NES. Okay. I was trying to see if it was at a GameCube, N64.
I mean, I had an N64 later, and I had a GameCube later. But so at the time that I had those things, I wasn't really digging into the whole breadth of their catalog, because at the time that I acquired them, I eventually had acquired like every system from Commodore up. But it was more about wanting to play more of the stars of those systems. So for the Nintendo and the Sega, that's before your time. So we don't have to talk about that. And then with computer, when I got that in like 96, there wasn't really a whole lot of indie titles available at that time. So I played Doom, Hexic, Heretic, and Phantasmagoria and Worms Worms was so good.
Yeah, that was what I meant. Like, did you, instead of playing like the AAA titles on those consoles, were you kind of getting like the kind of the games that like now are like rare and like under the radar?
I guess, like, yeah, I mean, Worms, was that rare? Was it under the radar? Maybe.
No, I think Worms was pretty popular. I mean, I love that game.
Yeah, it was really good. I love like when you tell a worm to do the kamikaze and he stops to put on his bandana and then he's like, ha! Yeah!
I've never heard of Worms. That's crazy. I never heard.
You've never heard of Worms?
No. Like, seriously?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, listen. No,
I guess it wasn't particularly mainstream, but I was always interested in the kind of off the beaten path titles. But at the same time, in the mid 90s, there weren't too many one way or the other. You know, that you couldn't clearly say this was a AAA game, you know? I mean, because then, like, later on, I did play Call of Duty. I played the first Call of Duty, and I played Unreal Tournament, you know, so, and Battlefield 1942. So I did do AAA, like, pretty heavily, but to me, it wasn't about, like, oh, this is AAA and this publisher and I must play this game. It was just more like, my friends are playing this game. I want to play this game too.
What was your first console that you got?
Nintendo Entertainment System.
The not the Super NES, the NES.
Yes, the NES.
The console that saved the video game crash.
Yeah, basically.
Man, Jade, you go way back.
I keep trying to tell you guys.
So when you started the Jade games, was that around probably when Xbox Arcade, like when the 360, they had the Xbox Arcade? Would you kind of say that's when the Jade games started to get popular?
Yeah, actually I would. Between the Xbox Arcade and then later the PlayStation Store, because they became more accessible publishing mediums for those games, right?
Yeah, which I missed. The Xbox Live Arcade was fantastic. I wish they would bring that back. I know they have like indie games and stuff, but the Xbox Live Arcade was amazing. That was like the one gripe when the Xbox One came out, that they got rid of that.
I agree, because that's where I found Braid. That's where I found Limbo all those years ago. That then really set me off on this path of like digging for more games, just because I really loved the art with them. I loved that they could be done in like an evening a long evening if you really sat down to do them. And at that time I was really busy too. So I had gone back to school for the second time and was working full time. And so it was like, I can't really get my teeth into a full entire RPG of like 80 hours. Like I did play Skyrim that year also when it came out, but it just took so much damn time, you know,
Skyrim, you get lost. You lose track of time when you're playing Skyrim.
I would fall asleep playing Skyrim.
you're doing missions. I remember playing it and you're doing a mission. I'm doing a couple missions. I'm like, all right, I want to do something else. And I look at the time and I'm like, holy shit, it's 2-3 in the morning. What the hell? I was playing.
Didn't even look at the time. I literally just fell asleep, controller in hand, Skyrim still on. Oh, and fortunately, I was like out far, far away from everything. So it was okay.
Thank God for autosave.
I definitely abused autosave. I got really carried away with uncovering all the edges of the map.
There's so many miscellaneous quests. But I do agree with you in the sense that I know we joke with you about the whole Jade games and stuff. But in the hindsight, you know, they are good pickup and plays. Like, they're not excruciatingly long, you know, and they still have those, like, beloved platforms that we all love as a kid. But if you're just looking for a game that, like, in the sense of survival horror, you know, it's not as long as a game like Resident Evil, which is 10 to 12 hours. You could play like a good survival horror indie game that's like, you know, a good 4 hours, good 4 or 5 hours for, you know, a good price.
Yeah, that's the thing. As long as the price is balanced, because there's nothing, we don't really have to talk about it, but I do feel like sometimes that price is not balanced for the amount of game, but then you have to look at the quality of game that's there too. I think the other thing that I really like about Jade games is that a lot of them tell a really good story. They tell a really good story, or they create a really good overall experience. Because, you know, my long-term background in PC coming from FPS, like FPS is FPS is FPS at the end of the day, you know, point click heads. And with a lot of indie games, I feel like that they're much more dynamic in the style of play, and the fact that you are getting a story, and you don't have to get it in the amount of time that it takes to play Horizon Zero Dawn. Game.
Yeah.
But you're really still moved and totally in touch with the entire world that's been created with it. I feel like that there's just a little bit more care that goes into indie games.
Did you ever play, I know Dan and I were really in love with this game, but Jesus, man, it brought us back to the day, Cuphead?
Yeah, I'm actually playing through Cuphead right now offline.
Good luck. I hope you're having a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun with Cuphead.
Having a lot of fun. There are definitely times where I've rage quit, where I'm just like,
let it out.
And I have to walk away. I do like Cuphead quite a bit. It's very strong platformer. It's the music and graphics are right up my alley. And it's weird, and so I like it.
Yeah, I got so far in Cuphead, so far, and then I logged back in one day, and my progress was just gone. So I'm not playing this anymore.
No, I don't. I don't know how I could go back. Oh no. I couldn't go back. You should send them a very strongly worded email.
Cuphead also brings us back to the games that like we played back in the day that didn't have autosave and only had 3 lives, and it was difficult. Like, it was hard. Like,
Zelda too.
I loved it and I hated it. I loved it and I hated it. I'm like, my God, like, I'm so used to like games having autosave now. I'm not used to like being a kid and like dying 100 times and having to start all over.
Yeah, I think that's what makes Cuphead really nice, is that they take that classic precision platforming combat style, and they did really they did a very good job updating it for today, but it is just as hard and unforgiving as the games of when we were kids. Yeah. I think that's the big appeal of Cuphead.
What's been, let's get a little funny here. What's been the worst Jade game that you've played? Or if you have a list, or if you have like, you know, a couple Jade games you were kind of like, oh my God, why?
Oh, gosh, the worst. The worst was one that I got a key for. Was asked to feature it on stream.
Uh-oh.
And it was a damn slog. I keep meaning to write about it and compare it to a couple other ones, and I just haven't sat down to do it. What was it called? Grim Shade. Grim Shade. Seemed like it would have been perfect Jade game. It had nice art. It had a talking badger. It had
a honey badger?
Yeah, a talking honey badger. The dude was fucking giant. He was human. He was bigger than all the humans. And he had a musket. Like, how could you not want to play this, right? You're like, this badger man must be in my party, right? And it had an interesting sort of premise to start, but it was painful. That was a fucking painful game and painful stream for that. There was way too much dialogue. Like it was much more of a story that was tell me instead of show me. Mm-hmm. And show me stories are always much more interesting than tell me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I get what you mean.
Yeah. So that one was no good.
Oh, and you had to stream it too. Damn.
And I had to stream it too. That was a hard one.
Did you have any tequila?
I should have been. It would have made all of it more fun. But yeah. So Grim Shade. That's a solid like 2 out of 10 on the Jade scale.
Damn. Well, like we said, we always talked about, and if we ever do it, we always talked about an SDC show once a month, and we always talked about having a section where we would have Jade on, and she would talk about, you know, it would be the Jade Game Spotlight, and she would spotlight, you know, indie game.
I can do that.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about, and hopefully one day that SDC show happens, and we could have a Jade Game Spotlight.
You boys just let me know. I've actually got a couple games that I'm looking at on my desktop right now that I've been working through, alongside of having the Borderlands 3 icon sitting there. So I mean, see, I love all my games equally. it's like when someone asks your parents, you know, like which child is your favorite, and your parents have to say, I love all my children equally. I really do. I mean it though about the games.
Oh man,
so many games.
Yeah, there's a.
Yeah, I mean, like looking at my desktop, I've got not in my games folder. So the ones that I'm like actively or will be playing soon, there is Minecraft, RimWorld, Age of Wonders, Children of Morta. That one's wonderful, by the way. If you guys really like roguelikes with a lot of good story and classic dungeon crawling, like isometric. Diablo style, that one's very good. Dead Cells, Hades, Death's Gambit, Cuphead, Salt and Sanctuary, Borderlands 3, and then Star Sector, which is so fucking indie, it's not even distributed on Steam. I actually had to buy that game from the developer's website, and it was a whole, like, is this legitimate? Am I going to get a game?
Like, file.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it really felt like an illegal transaction. But I just launched it today for a little bit, and it's a real game. So.
It's real. I didn't get scammed.
No.
I know.
For those listening, for those that are going to be listening on iTunes and like Google and everything, and if you were struggling to try to find a really good indie title, listen to this podcast, and Jade has recommended a handful.
Well, there you go. Those are all the things that I'm working through right now. I guess Minecraft is an indie, but technically it was, right?
Yeah, I would kind of put that in the indie realm, because that blew up. That was a very small development team that kind of just bare bones, like, you know, here's like some, you know, choppy little graphics, and just go out and just build your imagination, and it blew up. Like, I remember when I was working at GameStop when that blew up, and it was, and it's still around. It's still like, it hasn't fallen.
I know,
off.
10 years later.
Yeah, it hasn't
it
fallen
just
off
did
like
10
the
years.
Like the Skylander craze. We were talking about that the other day, me and my friends, when Skylanders and Disney Infinity and, you know, the Guitar Hero phases and everything like that.
Is Skylander the one where you put like your little dragon on
yeah.
the thing?
Yeah,
like, I wanted to play that game
was like
so
these,
much.
It was like these toys, and you put them on, like, to progress, you would have to get different
yeah.
figures. Yeah. It was huge, and I remember parents would come in, and they're like, I'm looking all over for this Skylander. I can't find it.
Man, that's genius marketing,
yeah,
right?
But,
you make
yeah.
the game, and then you make a secondary product that you have to purchase to continue to play the game. Fucking genius.
Yeah, but then it fell off.
The
and
microtransactions.
Then it died out. Yeah, it
yeah,
was like
that
it
is true. That
it was like
microtransactions
before they, you know, before it was more for toys. You know, it was like, and
yeah.
the toys were not cheap. They were $12 a pop. They were like $10-$12 a pop. So it wasn't like you were buying like $5 toys. You were legit buying like.
No, you were having yeah. to buy 50 loot crates in one go.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was like. it was ridiculous,
wow.
but yeah, Minecraft is. You know, out of all the, you know, video game crazes that are, you know, have kind of, I wouldn't say that have kind of, yeah, died, but Minecraft is still around, like you said, 10 years later, and we're still here. It's still here.
Yeah, actually, it actually has been 10 years, because I think it came out in 2009.
Yeah.
yeah, this
so,
year was
I mean,
their, this earlier this summer was their 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
I have a confession, if you don't know, I never played Minecraft, and
listen,
really played it until
listen,
this year.
Listen.
And I fucking love it. I don't know what happened.
I was going to play co-op with one of my friends, and he's like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. He never did it. I enjoy watching people play Minecraft and playing it.
Really?
I never play. I enjoy watching people because I just like to see everyone else's imagination. Like, I'm too lazy to, like in Fallout 4, for instance, where they gave you the building abilities, you could build this and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to play.
That's my thing. I hate it every time a game, like, tries to force building. Like,
yeah.
Assassin's Creed, when they added in, like, in the second
that
one, like,
crap.
Upgrade your mansion. I was like, no, I just want to assassinate.
Yes, I want to just assassinate people. I don't want to put a bed here. Like, if I want to build, I'll play The Sims. Like, that's what I'll play.
Matt!
What? You don't like The Sims?
No!
Why? Sims is amazing.
The Sims is awesome.
The Sims is amazing.
Okay, I'll try it again, just because you said it's
amazing. What Sims were
yeah,
you playing?
Yeah, which Sims? There's a lot now. Yeah, which one?
So, if we say just Sims with, like, no appendages to it, like Sim City or anything like that, because I loved Sim City.
Yeah.
The Sims with all the people that speak gibberish.
Yeah, they're like, bah, yeah, shabai, yo, I, bah,
bah. Yeah,
but there's four of them, though.
Yeah.
Sims, the first time I played Sims was Sims 3, because that's when I finally got another computer again that could run things, and I was just like, no. Well, Sims 3 was just a terrible experience because the load screen was too frequent. So it really broke you out of the game. But my problem with Sims was the level of micromanagement, and it still is my problem today. It irritates shit out of me to tell them to go to the bathroom.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think by the one you're describing, I think it was 4. I think 4 by just like the way you're describing the micromanaging and the load times, I think it was 4 because Three actually had the whole open world open. They actually eliminated the load times.
Oh, well, I can open my Origin launcher and see what
yeah,
it is.
Because 4, I remember, and I agree with you, I remember getting 4, and I was like, what the fuck is this? Why is there a load screen when in the last game I could just go through the city without loading? And I remembered like you the micromanaging, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I can't deal with that. So Sims is not for me, which is funny because as much as I love RimWorld, they've been explained to me that to some people's point of view that they're kind of the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is not true at all. Firstly, because in RimWorld you have to survive. And secondly, you get to blow shit up. So,
I would say go back to the – I would say fuck Sims 4. And if you're going to go back to The Sims, I would play Sims 2 or Sims 3.
Okay, we'll see. Maybe I'll just play Ark.
Money cheat.
Then use the money cheat. I'll give you the money cheat right now. It's Control Alt C, and just type in Mother Load, and you'll get 100,000 Simoleons.
Yes, I remember that one.
Oh, the sim money?
Yes, the sim money. You get 100,000 of it.
But then I'm not sending them to work. And boys...
No, you still can.
Cheating. That's cheating. I felt guilty to use my Game Genie as a child just to give Mario.
Oh my god, the genie.
You know?
The Game Shark Game Genie that actually destroyed the games before, you know.
I love my Game Shark. I loved it.
Oh my
gosh. So we'll see about the Sims.
Or just come on Ark. We'll play Ark because I love Ark and we can play.
Yeah, I want to get better at Ark. I got it on like the last Steam sale, like the Steam Summer Race, whatever. And I've only booted it up, I think, once or twice because I was a little bit puzzled by the GUI. Guys. I need to learn how to train animals without punching them. It does not sit well with me to like punch a dodo until it's knocked out. Goodness. And then it wakes up and it's like, but I love you. And it's like, yes, dodo, because I beat you, that you love me. Like that just is not, it's not healthy.
Abuse until they love.
I would like to have a healthy relationship with my animals.
Well, I don't think you want to be punching all dinos.
it's a two-way street, you know.
It's hilarious.
So yeah, I'll do Ark. We'll do Ark instead of Sims. Okay, we can just pretend all the dinosaurs are Sims.
All right, I'll make you a deal. I'll play a recommended Jade game if you play The Sims. Not
GTFO.
Not Sims 4. Sims 3.
All right, we'll talk. All right. We'll take
No, you know what? You have to make him play Fortnite.
No, I will
no,
not.
No, I don't play Fortnite.
Yeah, come on, man. That's too much. Like, I will not. I will.
That's a true torture.
So what happened was...
I liked Apex. Apex was good.
Yeah, you know, I did a little bit of Apex. I did it, you know, but... The only I was speaking to Colax in SDC the other day, and I told him the only way I play Fortnite is if I get paid ninja money. That's the only way I play Fortnite. That's the only way. Like, Battle Royales, even just Battle Royales for me in general, I don't know how you feel about them, Jade. I just, well, yeah, tell me how you feel about Battle Royales. This is always, like, a big topic in our podcast.
I didn't really care for them. Realm Royale... Phoenix got me into a couple times, and that one I thought was actually kind of a fun experience.
That was a fun game.
And then Apex came out, and I really liked Apex, but I think for Apex I could overlook the whole Battle Royale aspect because Apex played like COD, and so it just felt like it was a really big, like, you know, 50 man map, right? Mm-hmm. That it's just, instead of feeling more like a battle royale. And Apex added a lot of things into it that you would find in regular FPS PvP experience, like resurrecting your teammates. that was pretty nice. But battle royale, like, there's no particular appeal to me, other than it's just a nice way to play with friends. Like, it's a nice way to build a squad. I would never solo a battle royale. It's just not fun. Yeah.
So did you play the Call of Duty battle royale?
I did not. I have not played a COD since Blops 3.
Oh, except Black Ops 3?
Yeah. I think since was that Xbox One or was that still 360? I think that was 360. Yeah. So I haven't played a COD on any modern generation console.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not really missing out, so.
That's kind of what I gathered. That's kind of why I got away from this. I thought about it, like, you know, when all the properties like Battlefield and COD started to go back to their roots of World War II. Well, in Battlefield's case, they went all the way back to World War I. I thought about it. I was like, oh, that's more interesting. You know, that's more strategic combat in addition to skilled combat. And then I was just like, oh, I'm okay. I got a lot of stuff to play.
Yeah.
My library list is
Go ahead.
Lots of zeros next to those games of hours played. So
who's your
still there?
Yep.
Okay.
No, we were just listening to your wonderful voice.
Oh my gosh. You know, Das called me his second favorite ASMR streamer on Twitch. Oh, I don't do ASMR.
Bro, I would love to see some ASMR from Jade. I want to see what kind of shit you would do.
Oh my lord.
How's that? That's ASMR, right? Weird shit.
That is not very smoothing.
Is this better?
Yeah, there it is.
I actually noticed, boys, that you have Mixer logos under your names. I didn't realize that you'd moved to Mixer. Tell us more about that. Okay, there we go.
I'm not saying I was a little creeped out or what there.
Sorry.
Don't at me, but I actually looked up what ASMR meant, and uh-huh. I'm like, holy, what in the hell?
Yeah, it's you know, it's not for everyone, but for some people it really works.
Yeah, Amaranth.
I've actually watched Amaranth's ASMR stream before for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I've seen some ASMR streams and it's just people eating, and I was like, I don't know how people do this. I can't hear it smushed in your mouth like that.
If I'm going to watch something like calming to kind of like, I guess, well, calming, more like calming for me to go to bed, I'll just watch Bob Ross.
Porn?
Yeah, yeah.
No. I'm not watching, no. I don't watch porn before I go to sleep. I watch like something like Bob Ross that like his voice will put me to sleep.
SpongeBob?
Huh?
SpongeBob? Bob Ross is nice.
Actually, yeah, I've watched SpongeBob before bed. There's nothing wrong. SpongeBob's great. I actually turned it on in the office the other day at work, too.
Yeah,
if you like to watch SpongeBob before bed, you have to put the volume down real low. I think the appeal of ASMR is that it is a lot of white noise, you know? So if white noise machines are your thing, then ASMR is totally up your alley.
Jay, since plenty of crazy topics going on here, any games coming out that you enjoy? So we're jumping back on topic now.
Oh yeah, so
for this year, any games that catch your eye?
So we talked about some of the Jade games that I'm looking forward to, like Mistover and Moons of Madness, Conan Chop Chop, and I feel like that's the only way to say that.
I love the way that says, like, Chop Chop.
Conan Chop Chop, yeah. And so those ones I'm looking forward to, and of course Cyberpunk.
Yes.
I, you know, hey boys, look at that. Jade's looking forward to a AAA game.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Breaking news. Jade games now AAA games. No, I'm really looking forward to that one. I never played the RPG for it, the tabletop RPG, but I really like that genre in general. Like Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies. Deus Ex is one of my favorite game series.
Deus Ex is fantastic.
Yeah, so I feel like Cyberpunk is just, it's going to slot right in there perfectly into my key interest group. So that one is one that I'm probably looking forward to the most. I was really looking forward to Borderlands. When it came out, just didn't get a chance to play it. It came out right before TwitchCon, and now we're back, and I still haven't had a chance literally to boot it up. But yeah, I love Borderlands. The whole series was pretty good, and yeah, so that's for the most part what I'm looking forward to. That I'm just kind of killing time until Cyberpunk. There's a couple other things that did come out very, very recently that I wanted to get into, but you know, you can only spend $50 so many times in a single week when everything comes out. So like Greedfall, because I just wanted a really good Elder Scrolls like experience. But I really liked the appeal of the setting of Greedfall being more in the 1700s. With the, you know, kind of towards the end of piracy and a little bit of Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 3 setting, that one looked really good to me. That's kind of it. That, like I said, just kind of killing time on Jade Games, waiting for some Jade Game releases, and then Cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's a great lineup.
Thank you.
I know you can't wait for the new Fortnite season, but we'll leave that out.
Oh yeah, super super pumped about that one. You know, they actually called directly. We had a call about the content that's going into that. I think you guys are really excited.
That's right. I heard they're actually putting in some SDC type content in, because everyone in SDC loves Fortnite, so we're actually going to put in some SDC character models from us in Fortnite.
Jade's again.
So Jade's going to be in the game. Dan is going to be in the game. Dan's special weapon is a pizza. I'm going to be in the game.
Dan, pizza shooter, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Dan's had on the top of the van when we were kids, you know, the toy that you could get.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was the one. My babysitter's son had that.
Spoiler's going to shoot a toe gun since Spoiler likes to suck on toes.
That one's awkward.
If you pick T-Raw is going to be sleeping, so I wouldn't recommend picking his character. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of special SDC characters in the new Fortnite season, so be on the lookout for that. Thank you, Jade, for making that deal.
Hey, no problem. I do what I can. I just got to get us out there into the Fortnite world. You guys are very welcome for that.
So
I did get ninja money for that deal, too. So.
Oh, you did it or you did? You did?
We're rolling in the money now.
Oh, thank
you. Well,
gosh.
I mean, I got like a couple pennies.
Now we could finally set up an SDC.
Ninja gets pennies too. He has to count those pennies into all of his money.
Now we can set up an SDC con, which we've been trying to set up for a very long time.
Yeah, that would be great.
So as we get towards the end of our podcast here, as we always ask all of our guests, Jade, the final question is, what would be your best advice to give someone who's just starting out streaming, a new streamer, just getting into it?
Don't stress about your numbers and watch your VODs. Definitely watch your VODs, because if you can't watch yourself, and this was actually said in one of the workshops that I attended this weekend, or this past weekend, if you can't watch yourself, whether it's the game that you're playing or there's something else that you're doing that makes you uncomfortable, you know, like maybe you have a hard time just kind of talking to the game or telling the story, then if you watch your VOD, you have a better understanding of your gaps that you can then work on, you know, because it's, I really do feel like that's the best thing. And for me, it was kind of an accident. Like I said, I've always watched my VODs. Not every single one, but I've watched them from the beginning. So for me, I have an idea of how I've changed and developed as a creator, and then also how the stream itself, because I consider them two separate things. There's me, and then there's the things that happen in the stream. So I can map how all of that changed, and I have an understanding of where I came from and then what can be added or improved as to my value as a creator. And I feel like that's the biggest thing, is that when people say, I don't know what else to do, well, then watch what you've done, so you know what you can do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I actually never heard of them before. I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I hope it helps.
Yeah, no, definitely awesome advice. We always love to hear advice from everyone that we have on the podcast about, you know, just for people that are kind of just starting out, that are listening on iTunes or Google, that are thinking about streaming, whether it be Twitch, Mixer, Facebook, or, you know, just to kind of hear some advice from somebody who's been streaming for a while as well.
I mean, I still feel like I'm just starting out. I've only been, and I have to learn too. And I feel like that's one of the ways that I can figure out what it is I have to learn. So, yeah. You don't have to watch the whole thing, just a little bit.
Yeah. So we thank you so much. We thank you so much for joining us, Jade. It's been
no
awesome.
No way,
here.
Boys. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Is that applause? Did I just get applause? Here, I'll talk to you. That's for real.
Yeah, you got an applause. Like I said, this is a monumental podcast. You were the first person to come in with entrance music. If you guys missed it, it was Rick Rolled. So
hey, what are you guys gonna play me out with?
Oh, okay. So while Dan, do the wind down on where they can find us, and I'll pick a very good song to play Jade out.
All right, well, before we do that, I want Jade to let everyone know where they can find her.
Oh, on the internet. On the internet or in Alabama. Thank you. Good night. No, no, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @1JadePrincess, and I post sometimes. And then I'm on Twitch at @JadePrincess. So, thanks.
Yes. All right. And, of course, we are in our mom's basement. You can find us on Twitch at Inner Mom's Basement, Instagram at Inner Mom's Basement, Twitter at IOMB5, and everywhere else at Inner Mom's Basement.
Okay, I have a question.
InnerMom'sBasement.com.
Who is IOMB 1 through 4? I don't understand.
I have no idea, but we will hunt them down and take them out.
Thank you again, guys, so much.
We thank you so much, Jade, for joining us and entering the man cave.
Up together,
this is what I found.
U is for you and me.
Hope this song.
N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
I hope that was a good exit music for you.
That works.
Actually, didn't hear anything, but
it's scuffed like Jade. It works. It's fine.
Jade, once again, thank you so much for coming on. We loved it.
Good night.
Good night,
thanks,
everybody.
Everyone, for coming out.
Yeah, thank you, everyone in the chat, for coming out. Digits, Spoiler, Snow, Vixen, everyone showing us some love. We appreciate it. And also, I love you all.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast, with your hosts Dan Geoffwe and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.